This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The Baca County Sheriff's Office is temporarily policing a small town in the southeast corner of Colorado because all of Springfield's police staff stepped down. Two officers and the police chief resigned from the department recently, leaving city leaders scrambling on what to do. An important public leader, health leader in Colorado, is stepping down. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Dr. John Samet is moving on as dean of the Colorado School of Public Health. He's been in the position 5 years, including during the pandemic. His team has provided to the state guidance, COVID-19 modeling, and more.
Whether it's work with training contact tracers or addressing the issue of reluctance to be vaccinated or communications or running clinics. I mean, I think the school really stepped up.
He'll remain at the school and return to his normal academic duties as a faculty member, pending a national search for his replacement. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A bipartisan bill introduced by Republican Representative Ken Buck is headed to the House floor. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Speak Out Act would essentially invalidate non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, in the case of sexual assault or harassment allegations. Buck, along with Democratic Representative Louise Frankel, introduced the bill, which has bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate. Former cable news anchor Gretchen Carlson was sexually harassed at Fox News and subject to a workplace NDA. She says,
"The only way to end the vicious cycle of abuse is to end the vicious cycle of silence. When survivors can speak and own their own truths, they can finally hold perpetrators accountable."
The bill's sponsors hope it will come to the floor of the House for a vote before the August recess. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The eastbound lanes of I-70 in North Denver are in a new configuration this morning. Over the weekend, crews shifted the highway into its new permanent route. CDOT says drivers should be cautious while traveling through that area. In Metro Denver, highs around 100 degrees. This is CPR News.